没电话。啊，
Ja, letztlich umwandeln in der Zukunft. Wenn ich nicht mehr so total das Antwort nein. Und wir wollen schon mal das Antwort nein. Aber wenn ich schon an der Stelle, dass es liegt, wir sind ja, wir haben sich in den Fällen gegeben, wo ist auch nicht. The document that we have for an agenda, we have got cookies from the minutes that has been distributed into our hands. Is there anybody that doesn't have an agenda or the copy of the minutes? Then you can indicate as such so that you get the document into your hands. Welcome after the unceremonious departure from the meeting last week by myself, and I still appreciate the availability of Honorable Mohamed to have taken over the meeting and make sure that we properly concluded last week. So I really appreciate that, Honorable Mohamed. And I also appreciate the cooperation with him for the meeting to have been considered successfully and done the business that they are supposed to do. Honorable members, you are all welcome into today's meeting. And we don't have a lot of things to do today other than just considering our minutes, and then we now discuss and we have to get to a position where we can produce a report. A report that we agree all of us on is that it has to be sent to Parliament system for us to be able to handle the budget of voting next week on the 15th. And so there is going to be a little bit of discussion today, deliberation, talking among ourselves. You know, we had a briefing of the department last week, and we know what the department intends to do, what are the monetary provisions that you actually implemented in things that they intend to do. And so we need to prepare ourselves for that vote to ensure that we get to the end of the approval of the budget. I still want to indicate, Honorable Member, that we just need to appreciate that this week's Parliament, we really just landed on a moving vehicle. And there is very little need to reinvent the wheel, and except that we definitely don't have to talk to them, but there are certain things that may be a little bit difficult to go back and restart and try and do X, Y, Z. Many of them are going to be very difficult because we landed on a vehicle that is moving. Actually, that vehicle was just in front of the parking bay. It was just in front of the parking bay, and those are some of the difficulties. But with that, it doesn't stop us from raising issues. And some of the issues that we may need to raise as honorable members, actually as a debate, as the budget board debate, where all of you, I think, you may find yourself scheduled to debate, and then you will go and raise them. And but our report must really talk to the agency that the department has put in, and then we must apply our minds on many of the things that have been raised by the APP and things that are going to be done. We don't need to fight on issues. All what we need to be doing is to take notes, of the things that we believe to make the web digital, to take note of them, and then we go to the next step of actually making some recommendations that we think will assist the department in moving forward. And then those recommendations are the ones that during the debate will raise them. And raise them so that they get carried. Of course, one thing for sure is that we are not running the department. The reason is that we are running the department. Ours is the strategy to oversight on. And when there are things that the state are going to do, it's for us to look at the practicality of them doing it. If we feel that there is something that they must watch out when they are executing or doing something else, then raise those things to actually assist them to do and do correctly. And I think more or less that my unfortunate welcome remark. And with that, I'll guide us to go to item number 2. To look at the minutes that we have. I'm one person that really worries about the attendance. You must make sure that your name correctly spelled, the name correctly spelled. And of course moving forward on the attendance, we need to indicate those that have not attended the meeting and without giving an apology. I think okay, that at home. Yes, at the bottom, those that are present, and then you've got those that have apologized, you've got those that did not worry about apologizing. There's the three blocks must be there, moving forward. And on the minute. And on the book then.
My apologies to interrupt you on that point. I just want to raise a question of clarity on the agenda itself. You recall last week when we engaged with the department, you indicated at that stage that we will have an opportunity to raise questions with the department at a later stage, and we agreed that we deal with points of clarity only at that meeting. And then there was also a comment by the department, the DG himself, which says that they will come back again, so that there will be an opportunity for us to engage with the department. There were a number of questions that we put, which I started calling, which weren't answered, and he said we'll be back again. I got the impression from that meeting that the department was going to be available here today. I'm not sure whether that would have been or not, or whether part of the plan not to have been here, I'm not sure.
Yeah, unfortunately I was not there at the end of the meeting, but what I can recall is that you remember that what I said is that the debate was about calling entities. And then I said, you have got opportunity at the end of the meeting to, after you have held the department, if you feel that you still need a particular entity, and then you must make that particular call. And then I'm not sure, I've not yet read the minutes, I'm getting across the minutes now in front of me. It's whether that particular call, whether there are entities that they've agreed to call last week or not. And then with the GG, while I was still hearing, the GG has actually made a commitment to come back on the whole issue of the immigration regulation. Not necessarily today. That made a commitment and say, we need a very long session for it to come and by us the whole immigration regulation and then how they've been crafted and when it's actually making other people feeling unhappy and the rest. Because that was just dealing with the APP. Immigration is just one paragraph. So that actually was the one thing that we still have. We have rights as a committee to call anybody on a matter to come and clarify. So that's why on the immigration regulation, the DG has promised to come back on that one and to come and deal only with that one, and then we engage and let them buy from the particular. But I did not specifically say that coming today, because last week we said we want to hear from the department. And then today is our own engagement. If there is anybody that will come here, that is what we should have done last week at the end of the meeting, to say the department has, you have briefed us, and then we have heard you, but we are still meeting on the Citizens and Public Hearing Board. Then we need them to report on us on the following. I think, as I said at the beginning, that we would have requested them if we feel that we need something from the IEC or the Citizens and Publication, that then we can make that call, and then they will give a presentation that today we should be receiving from that particular entity if we are calling. Yes. So I'm not sure, Honorable Gumede may indicate whether that particular call for a specific entity or for the department to come back today to be here, and then whether that is what you concluded that we. But otherwise today, it was planned for us members now with the document that we received from the department to enter in jail and produce our report exclusive of the relationship. That is what is supposed to be happening today. Congressman.
Thank you very much. My understanding is everything in the draft meaning. I call them the draft meaning because they have not been adopted. On page 2, the last sentence, the entity will receive allocation through the department, and if there were questions related to them, and the department could not respond, additional information will be requested from the entity that is required. Then we go to number 8, where we had to resolve. The 8.2, the committee will deliver it on the presentation on 8 July 2014 on the PPP and the budget of the department. The members should want to ask questions of clarity in this meeting, cannot engage in discussion with the department on the presentation. The committee, 33.4, the committee will invite the entity at a later stage to make the committee on the other. So I think the matter is the second in this meeting, and then when the committee will come, they are going to come, but it is not in this meeting, according to my understanding of the meeting. But coming, I think we all agree that they will come.
Now, then, just a quick question. If you call it the last meeting, I raised the issue about the impact of the immigration regulation. It's an urgent matter currently, and we weren't able to engage with the department at that stage for the issue. So my request then is that as a committee, we request that the department comes to us at the next opportunity to come and explain the issue about the immigration regulation so we can engage with them and understand.
Yeah, I don't think there is any harm. And then whether we allocate our next meeting for that engagement of the immigration regulation, I don't think there is any harm.
Thank you very much. Honorable Chairperson, I think that the issue is important. But I think it is better to look at the whole program first and then look at and compare and look at the competing agencies of the different nations. What I propose is that the management committee prepare the draft program for as soon as possible, so that we can look at the competing aspects of the competency, which we are not really much used to at this stage, and then determine. And I do agree that is a very critical matter, but that is really issues that are political, then we can engage when we have. That would be my position there.
Okay, I think there is concurrence. We should be able to move forward. I think we'll attend to all these matters. So there is no way that they will qualify. All the matters that reside in the Department of Home Affairs, this is the place where we'll actually deal with them. And it may be just a bit higher because of the competing needs that we have to prioritize. But as we have indicated, the matter that is in the public domain currently, and then it will need to be discussed. Honorable members, the third of minutes. As I've suggested, that all members must verify and ensure that their names are spelled correctly. And the first page. Anybody that's having a problem on the first page? Within those that my government doesn't have the page. Oh, the first one doesn't have the page number, but there are page numbers on the other. The front page. None. The second page. Honorable colleagues. Just find one button on the three buttons. Find them the right one. Not supposed to be.
Maybe there's nothing for them to do. One must be able to be on by us.
Thank you.
This is
my members can get in. On page 2, I think primarily offering the American remarks by the chairperson should be told of the actions of the entities attached to the department. Something must be said that only the department appears with the ITC and the CDM, etc.
Yeah, but not necessarily on the opening and welcome. I think it should have been down at the lower of this, at item number 5, maybe down. Because that's where we reach the matter of the other entities. If ever it's missing, there must be several item number 5 moving downwards. And if it is missing, then just make sure that we indicated that.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Mine is just a correction on page 2, one direction of the acting Chairperson. Initially, the Chairperson had indicated that he was not going to be, not to present, so not to be present. That's the correction.
Okay. The only one.
I think here we've got to remind the other Chairperson. I think the issue of the institution, rather than being raised by the chair, was raised by one of us. They should have been there. Then it had been so far. And then then it ended the deliberation because of the effect. I don't know whether it was the or the TV, but one of us indicated that we should have been handled with this institution.
Yeah, I think this point number 5, I think it's excellent. Can we go to the third page?
I think in the minute, we should also indicate that the after the chapter 10, then the honorable committee considered in the chairman the meeting. It's very important. Because it's like, yes, you can say that there is a development in the program, and then subsequent to that, you do this, and who proceeded with the chairman.
Okay, I think you should be appearing, that one sentence should be appearing around item number 8 and 9.
Yes.
You should be doing item number 3. Okay. Can you see that? Alright. Then this page 3, corrections or is there anything that we need to correct other than inserting the sentence that talk to my pipe? So it means that we are all ready now. Okay, and then I think that before I ask anybody to move on the adoption of a minute, is that our secretariat has made sure that they put the minutes to both sides of the page. Both sides of the page. We should be having 1.5 pages and then saving paper. Who wants to move on the adoption of the minutes? Honorable Nancy, moving. Who's having Honorable Ken? Am I pronouncing your name correctly? With the amendment, yes. Okay, now both of them. Let's get a coffee. Coffee to be given. And on the minute, I'm not definitely sure. On the minute, is there any matter that we need to talk to? Because item number 4 actually is almost what we actually coming to do. Are we in agreement that we can now jump item number 3? Because item number 4 is actually what item number 3 will be saying actually. The discussion on the AEP is about it. Okay, with the agreement, honorable members, let's get to item number 4, and then on the deliberation. Deliberation. Now, as you recall last week, when I was making a comment in passing, to say that I requested honorable members to ask questions of clarity. But among the questions for clarity, we ended up even discussing some other items and leaving the department clarifying some of them and even responding to some of the discussions. We requested the secretary to start last week, to start getting a report out. And then there is a draft report, I think, which I request that you must just give members. And then that report is going to sit us and then to move in an orderly manner. The report actually just talked to the ACP of the department, what the department is saying that it's going to do. And the targets and the general allocations, what has happened to their budget in relation to the previous year and all that. And the report now, it has an introduction, which just talks to the Monday, and then comes the briefing by the Department of Omar on the ATB, then the vision and of the department. Then it goes to the programs of the department. We talk to the administration, and that this is an affair of the administration affairs. Then we have got the national outcomes of government that the department must talk to, which are relevant to home affairs. Then on page 3, these are the outcomes, that affect the outcomes. And then on page 4, you go to the, what is the critical of 2.5, the department contribution to the medium-term strategic framework. And then you go to the department priorities and commitments. And then 2.7, then department achievements from the leaders. And now on page 5, then you've got key challenges facing the department. And then the budget of the department is now 4. And actually talking to those specific areas of the program for the department. And from there, then we are going to make committee observations. We are going to make committee observations. Then from the observations that are making, then come recommendations. If you make an observation, it's an observation that is not necessarily making the recommendation about something else. Then there must be also a recommendation which actually correct that. And, at the end of the day is that we need to agree all of us. What is going to be all of us then is very problematic to go, because then what will be the support of the body? All of us. So I was actually trying to propose to you all of the members that this particular draft then it actually incorporates all the items that we have to speak. If we have got to speak to, then it assists us how to go in an orderly manner. Is there anybody who has got a different view on how we do the deliberations? None? It's okay. Okay. So now the introduction. Let's talk to the introduction. On page 1. Can I give you a minute to go through it and then anyone who thinks that they've got something to make it much more correct, they will just raise their hand. But remember that it's just an introduction. It doesn't really talk to substance that much, other than just saying where this report comes from and why we're writing it. Yes,
sir. Thank you, Chairperson. I think there should be, on that introduction, there should be a sentence that qualifies the third sentence as to who took the decision not to invite the entities. It should not just be the entities were not invited, but who took that decision that they should not be invited. I think something in the other sense should be put there explaining how, who took that decision that because of time constraints and the entity should not be invited. Thank you.
I think it won't be appropriate to put a sentence like that because it is a report must talk to the committee's work. Must talk to the committee's work, the AEP that is presented and then presented in the committee meeting. And then now it has been reported in the committee meeting that the entities have not been invited. But now if you are going to put names of people, then you are creating a problem. I really don't think, but honorable members can discuss this, but they have never happened in the report. because otherwise then you'll be going through all these and then asking who is saying we are going to deliver 1.6 million ID cards then and all this kind of thing.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Just my apologies for being late. I had another engagement. I think Mr. Gaudi is correct, Chairperson. The way it's framed now gives the impression that the committee decided not to invite those entities. And I remember very correctly so that there was a huge debate about that. And I can't remember that we ever took such a decision. We said we will listen to the department and see what we hear from the department. After we've heard, it's still necessary to call those entities. But I'm not aware that we really took a decision not to do so because of my constraints. And if we did so, then at least it was not a unanimous decision. Then maybe it was a majority decision. But it would be incorrect to create the impression that the committee was unanimous in deciding not to call these entities. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm not sure because my understanding is that here we are reflecting on what the committee has said, not on what we were told. It was important in the meeting that the entities were not invited due to time constraints and debated. And we agreed that at a later stage we are going to call these entities so that they can come and help us. Now why should we say someone said or we report that the central of the committee reported that the entities were not called due to time constraints? I'm not sure why should we do that? Well, we debated thoroughly, as honorable members of this, but at the end we agreed that at a later stage we need them to come here. So my argument is that I think when I'm looking at this introduction, I'm comfortable with how it is being put here. Because nobody is going to come and ask us why we need to invite the entities to be debated. And I think something that must be done there, I mean on the introduction too, is to look at the quality to check how we for the single. If you read there is was so if we can just correct some few things there though. But my argument is that I strongly feel that we need not to say someone said to us we must not in much committee to go with the case on the same problem.
Okay.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, first I would like to apologize for coming late. We were given different places. We went to many different places before we got to the committee. I think, Chairperson, we need to remind ourselves of what you said last week on this matter. This matter of the entity was discussed, and there was also a move towards even requesting the entities just to put a one-pager on what they were doing. And in the end, we did not even agree on that, and it actually left the matter hanging. I wouldn't like us to fully say we agreed, because we did not even take a vote on the matter, noting that if we needed to take a vote, we would have said, let's vote on it, and then, you know, we are not inviting the entities because we'll invite them later. I think what needs to be said in this matter is that this report will still be debated in the House. So it is going to be debated, then people can air their views on the matter. But the reality is that we did not take a vote on it, we discussed it. We had even requested that they may not be able to come, but we may take a vote on it. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, Professor. I think I compare with honorable ministry. Because at the same time, we are adopted in it. In a minute, on page 2, we have got the last event on page, on number 8. April 4 says that the committee will be invited to the later stage, the political committee on the other. And we didn't make any amendment on that issue. And again, on top of that, we said that the department did not respond about the entities. And we said, if you have information, we requested for the entities. Therefore, to my understanding, it is right that we be ready. It is right that we didn't even amend the decision to which we are only. Why did we now go back to that? It is that it did actually for the minute. What is your thank you.
Yeah,
Chair,
I compare with but really, I'm going to argue about the income tax thing because we are debating the annual performance and the budget for 2014 and 2015. And are we really going to discuss about the entity? Because the entity is the Department of Home Affairs. It is their responsibility. You know, they are the overseer of the entity. So the budget that is being allocated for the Department of Home Affairs is also being questioned if it is being allocated to the entity. So really, we cannot really come and discuss about whether the entity, who did it buy them or not. So I was just asking if the person really, if we can proceed from one
Did you see the rest that you wanted specifically entity to do so? That's how we talk. And then at the end of the meeting, when I was not here, one understands that you were satisfied that the department probably covered all the issues that you wanted. Otherwise, then you would have called and said, no, the department, you're missing 1, 2, 3 on entity M. Then we want that entity X to write us a page or a 2-page on this particular matter and send it down to us. Then today we should be sitting with that page and say, this is what we requested from the IDP, and then to actually respond on our view. Then it's not form part of our deliberation. Now, that was the discussion about the question of LDP. Number two, all of us were invited to the meeting that we attended last week. All of us were invited. And the department was invited. The entities were not invited. If you say the secretariat has not invited the particular group, who invited the others? Are you going to say that these ones were invited by XYZ? These ones were not invited by XYZ? Is that how we want to proceed with our work? Is that the process that we want? We really don't need to create drama unnecessarily. We just need to actually say, when you look at that first paragraph, it indicates to all countries that we did not engage the entities because they were not invited. So nobody must take for granted that we have engaged the entity, the department and the entities. We are making the reality there that they were not invited. And the reason for them not having been invited is time constraints. It is in that paragraph. It's very clear. And now, if we now create drama on these, and when we have approved the minute where we have agreed that the entities will be called to come and brief us on their work that they are doing in relation to what we would have provided them with the resources for. Why are we just creating a drama, especially on an introduction? Because we need to go to the things, especially from 2.1, that's when we need to be talking issues as politicians, talking real politics of the department. Not sentiments, not flexing muscles and seeking dramatic maneuvers and all that. We don't need to do that. We don't need to do that. Pleading because our cooperation, I think, is the only one that would assist us to move forward.
Chairperson, sorry, the drama, there's an underlying principle that we need to sort out. Who is responsible for the oversight of these entities? Who's responsible? Parliament approves the budget, but who is responsible for the oversight? If you look at paragraph 2, in the report, last sentence says, it deals with the department, which says other mandates, that's now the department, are the funding and oversight and these names the entities. If somebody from the department, they can enlighten me. I'm not aware that it's the task of the department to oversee those entities. The way I understand it is that the department acts as an agent. And an agent basically just receives the money in the department's budget and then it's being paid over in total to those entities and they spend it in terms of their program. Who's supposed to do the oversight of those entities? I'm of the view that it's this committee that's supposed to do the oversight. Now we haven't done so. Why? Because we have not heard those entities. Why didn't we hear those entities? Because of time constraints. Understand that. But if the report remains as it is at the moment, it creates the impression that it was a united or a unanimous decision by the committee not to invite those entities. That's not the case. We debated it. And even if we go back to what the department said last week, the department gave one or two figures in terms of the money being paid and why it was more in this year and less in that year. But the department could not and did not give any indication in terms of the program of the entity, because I understand it's not the responsibility of the department to do so. So it's not about drama, it's something that we need to sort out as soon as possible. What is our role? Who is supposed to do the oversight of those entities? Because the parliament is responsible for the budget. That's the question.
Yeah.
My wife again, that this is the way to be handled. We have jump a rocket minutes here. Everything is available in it. And we are reopening the country. Since I've done so, in those minutes, I will not okay. I don't know why you will be discussing it. I think you need to give a room here so that we can move on. Member of my son comes in the meeting and take a seat. The point is that if we need to say the ethics and the talent isn't right in it is for the basis of second consent, then we can say that I don't see any problem. We can simply say, there are no consultations there because we discussed. And I don't understand, honorable members, how do they view, our vulnerable for? Because we are discussing, at the end, when there is a decision that is taken, not the decision of the owner, we're not going to be deciding on the basis of voting, because if we're going to do that, we're going to do exactly what you were ready. That will be fully putting things on the basis of majority, which might not be assisting. And it's an issue that we must be addressing here. My point is that which is not the subject, didn't invite within similar to that. The subject didn't invite anything on the basis of time constraints. And that's what we are doing because we are created the subject when they were there. We are subject. That's why we allowed the department to address us, and after that we questioned them, and they say, yeah, the minute, and we have adopted the minute, and we are going to reopen the minute. Now, sincerely, say, let us move forward, and then we can put that thing in the secretariat, they didn't buy them on the basis of the support.
Yeah, I think we will definitely need to have consistency moving forward. You see, when we produce the report, this is the report of the committee. Whoever reads the committee does and finish reading the committee. But when we agree on what we have been briefed, it is now what we agree. It's no longer that individual. It's now what we are saying as a committee. Now, we have been briefed why the entities were not invited. Immediately when we agree, in this report now we are saying the entities have not been invited. Because we have been convinced. We agreed. Now it's us who are saying in here. It's us. So, I think I would really appeal with the honorable members that we move. And what has been raised by the honorable member in terms of the oversight, as we get to that, that paragraph number 2, then we will look at that one. So, but I mean, one thing for sure is that the entities are reporting to the department. They report to the department. And the department makes the lender allocation for whatever. They go to the department and convince the department on their financial requirements. And only when they agree with the department whatever, then those particular allocations are put in there for those specific entities. Yes, for the work that they are doing with that money, the public fund, we need to actually ask and interrogate them and what they are doing with that money and all that. But we have nobody has said that we don't need to interrogate the entities. Under normal circumstances, we interrogate all the entities that spend public funds. But here it was clarified to us that why they did not come because of the time constraint. But we tried to make a provision for members last week. If there is something that you think you need to know from a particular entity, at the end of last week's meeting, make that clarion call for that entity to write some sort of an input. Then we send it last week on Friday. We should be having the office yet among ourselves. Then today we'll be informed on your discussion and then on that particular document. But what I'm reading is that there was not like a call on a specific entity, on a specific subject, that you need a document to be sent. The minute doesn't talk to anything. I was not here when the minute was sent. But this minute that we approved all of us doesn't call, doesn't have any dragon call. That today, whether today we should have called any entity for 15 minutes or so, the minute doesn't say anything. But today we are dealing with the Vatican. And the performance plan, the budget, the number. And what the department says they want to do moving forward. That's all what we are dealing with. After this budget, we still have another the department to come here and tell us about the instances or about the immigration, the whole subject of immigration in the country. You still come here and then you grill them, you'll be sitting there and then listening to your questions answering left and right. But today we're dealing with what the department wants to do moving forward for the next 12 months. We see in the medium term, but the different way. Can we really proceed to look at paragraph number 2? Let's look at talk with the general before.
Yeah, Chair, I think Chairperson might proceed, but I think it would be proper for the committee to get a workshop. It seems as if some of the people, they don't really understand what is the role of the Department of Justice and what are entities and what is the overall objective of us as a member of parliament, department, and even the entities. That is the problem. Because now we are being whole hostage in law about entities. And I think really cannot be. So the chair doesn't take a ruling because since we started being in this in this committee. If entities, we are not dealing with entities here. We are dealing with the Department of Justice and Education.
I think members should draw their comments about that we should take control. We are learned graduates who have appeared before committees as senior managers in our former employment. We are not from the seat to come to this committee and whatever we say we think that we could do such a rigorous comments that we're making. But nonetheless, I think it's not about a matter of the religion. The MP should just use its majority and continue to the next item if it requires what EFF is saying with the support of any other member of the EFF. Proceed to the next item. Don't waste your hand, Chair President. We'll make our comments in the debate on the budget vote. We will come to the conclusion of the committee report. We'll put a disclaimer if I so feel like from the position of EFF. Just proceed, don't be done by a new
department and the post majority. Just a last remark. Maybe we do need a workshop. Maybe we do need a workshop that all of us understand. It's not about entities or the department, it's about taxpayers' money being spent and being voted on by Parliament. Substantial amounts of money are going to the entities and we also need to talk about those things. But maybe we need a workshop and then everybody will understand that.
That's why I did not want to ask the member to withdraw. I mean, is there any one of us here, if you suggest an action or a workshop, you raise that, any other member can indicate that, no, we are okay. But if member agree that we may need that particular workshop, then we can have it. In any way, workshop is a learning opportunity. Because we can't claim that we know everything, of course, we realize that over the period of 5 years, when it gets to an end, you will be much more knowledgeable, especially when it comes to properties and systems, and responsibilities, not just in general skills that we can learn in college. Honorable member, I think the introduction we need to get off is very clear that We have spoken to the department, the entities, we have not spoken to. That is the message that it is in that introduction. Let alone how it has been started. It just simply says that the entities have not been spoken to. And now, on paragraph number two, yes, sir.
And in no way does it reflect the deliberations of the it's just that it can't be changed. It's not necessarily what the committee would say or the annual performance plan of the department has been approved by the executive. So how it may not be a conventional practice in Parliament, but maybe at the second point in time there are certain things we need to change. Which you do not just need to write for the place of writing that there was a big report of 10 pages, when actually the first 109 pages are cut in place of a departmental document, which in no way does it represent the deliberations of the committee. May not be a compatible position, but I put it to the committee. Thank you.
Anyone who wants to have a bias in that? Okay. This paragraph number 2, as we are indicating to paragraph number 2.7. This is what talks to the APG. This is what the department says it is going to do. They tell you that that's what they're going to do. We agree with them. When we agree with them that this is what they said they are going to do, then we look at the things that they said here. And if among them there is something that you wanted to fine-tune, want them to fine-tune, that is what is going to come under our observation. The observations are our response to this part. You're not going to just have one page of reports and observations, and then, but you've got no substance where you derive the observations and the recommendations. It's not going to happen. You quote somebody saying something else in your speech, you make quotations. But in your quotation, somebody else. But because you want to talk with that quotation, you go to the entity and put your speech. And then you now talk to the relevant or the message of the quotation. We don't want to say because the quotation belongs to somebody else who lived 20 years back, then you should not appear in your speech. We're not going to say that. And we can't say that because of that quotation we know whose quotation it is, then we say you should not say it because it is not yours. You can't say it that way. So if we just try and understand that the report of the committee will deal with the mandate of the committee and also what have we done as a committee to arrive at the position of receiving the report and what is there that we have had that the department wants to do. And when you have that, then you make your observation on what the things they want to do. And if there are things that you want to recommend for them to attend to when they are doing their work, then you make those recommendations. We can't change what they want to do. We can only talk to it. But the manner in which we talk to them in the form of the observation and the recommendation. So all what one is requiring us to do here, the two paragraph two moving downward. Is this what the department has said? In the presentation of the department, have we actually copied it at E? Have we not changed and removed some one way or whatever and changed what the department has said? In majority, it must be copied from the presentation of the department. So that's what they say they want to do. And also the answer that they have given verbally. We agree to them that this is what they said, and then this is not what they said. Because all that vote is the one that's going to inform your observation and the recommendation. That unfortunately is that they're doing this, you know, to get a lumped up, and this is that some sort of a briefing on the report itself, how the report is structured. And it's a sort of workshop of the judgment that so that you don't understand the processes and the way certain things are done, and then if we need to change certain things moving forward, let's do so as we move forward. Not today, because if you want to have to change the report today, you are really putting fun on the wheel. Okay. Honorable Mayor.
When I read the APT of the president, if the mayor started to go for you, and after what they are saying, I mean, I was impressed. But the one thing that I'm worried about, of which I'm not sure if I didn't catch that properly in what I was reading, is that they are not clear how are they going to train their staff. I mean, clearly I talk about professionals and whatever, but for me it was not clear how are they going to do it, so that they train their staff properly so that they can manage to do what they are talking about here that they want to do. That's one, I mean, thing that I was worried about. And second, getting better then. I'm getting better because what is, I've read all the things, what is very clear what they are saying, what they want to do. Mm. But I mean, what is that? They are not clear how they're going to ensure that they train their staff and they make sure that they professionalize them. That's one thing that I think.
Yeah. You don't
have another one. I'm not
sure if they can follow up. Then followed by Honorable Gong.
Yeah, Chair. I look at the support and I look at, the department looking at, attaining the set objectives in that. But I think it will be proper if they must indicate how many staff are they going to, to execute in that kind of objective. How many staff? And by when? It should be fitted because we are talking to the community of society. And we must really have the time frames and even the numbers. And also, even the machines, the resources that they are going to protect it. They must figure how many machines are they going to protect it within that time frame, to produce those. The ID card. And I think I'll take a cue from the Department of Health. Especially when I was reading their report, they were stating that, to help officers, they are relying on the Department of Public Works. I think it can happen, it happens because I've seen whereby a clinic that was built within a month by the Department of Health. They call it a one-stop shop, kind of a clinic. So even in the Department of Home Affairs, that kind of office, they can come to, they can be built it. So we must say that this office, they will be built it within the time frame, and then how many people are they going to be staff? Because, having 9,000 staff in the Home Affairs is a problem. In relation to 50, how many are we? 52 million. So we really need enough self-confidence in this department. And even if you can see the people who are dying, and they must do even messages. They must do job development. Probably people are not well motivated because you can see people are resigning from the Department of the Home Affairs. So look, those things they must be there. You know, very nice, you know, so that even the person who, you know, what is the window must be able to understand what we want to attain as the Department of the Home Affairs.
So in terms of the recommendation, the department must build capacity to roll out the smart ID card. That's what should be in our recommendation. Thank you very much, Honorable Kong. Oh.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I don't think that has been very the frustration. Gentlemen, my understanding of the report, incidentally, I definitely do support that workshop which we're talking about. I think we also need to get an understanding of the template which is followed when writing out the report, and that the department, through the input that we got from the DG the other day, they actually stated what is written from 2.1, which is on the first page, going right up to our last page. And I remember us thanking even the DG and team on the input which we gave. But it seems that the chairperson we've already moved over to our committee observation, observations and recommendations. And I think we need to thank ourselves. Whenever we look at the committee observations, we also need to look at the hunters, the previous hunters. What the department actually spoke about, what our DG took us through when it comes to certain matters that are quite important. So I just needed your guidance, Chairperson, because what the department has stated, it goes up to page 8, I think it comes over to the 2020 budget to review and recommendations, and then that is when we come up with a lot of our recommendations. Let us just be clear on that. If then we are on recommendations, we need to start up with our observations first. Then we can go on to recommendations. When it comes to the observations and efforts, I think one or two areas which actually caught my eye and ear the day we received the information was the issue on the immigration law, as well as the latest type of information that we've been receiving, that a lot of people are actually frustrated by the immigration laws, the issues of their brief, their certificates, and all. I think that one is an observation which needs to be investigated more, because it seems as if even in the newspaper, we are seeing a lot of it being written. Over the past 2 days, I've been reading papers on the very issue of the immigration laws. So it seems as if they have not been unpacked in a way that the community actually understands. You're probably way ahead, and the community is left behind on the issue of the immigration law. I think another comment for observation is that while funding is still being given to the department as well as to our entities, we still have a problem again with the template when it comes to issues around savings and understanding, so that we actually come up with an observation that would say that if somebody is reading out a financial chart, one to get an understanding of the difference between savings and understanding. If the template has to be changed, let it be changed, so that understanding is written as understanding and saving is a genuine saving. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Glenn.
Thank you very much. Emanating from the vacancy rate in the report, and the last paragraph for on page 8, which
Charlie, one observation that we must make as a committee is to recognize that there has been progress in terms of turnaround time for some service documents. For passport, for example, I think over the years the department has made some good progress. And having made that observation, that we as a committee should say that we would recommend that the department adopt similar measures to reduce the turnaround time for other civic and immigration documents as well. Although they mention it in the documents, I think the period in which they mention it is actually quite a long period, so it's like 90 days or 3 months or 80 days or something. So, you know, if you look at, there's some reference to 90 days, there's some reference to 80 days. Although a passport, for example, has been reduced drastically. So, whilst making the observation that there's been some progress in certain sections, we should make recommendations that they should adopt similar measures to reduce the turnaround time for civic and immigration documents as well. For example, having a reduced birth certificate, take about months again now. And the next one is deals with border control. And again, I think the observation should be made that the BMAA is a positive step, because it's a step that will assist us to tighten border control as an observation, but as a recommendation that what should happen is that the inspector comes in home. I will speak as a speaker behind me. That the Border Management Agency is a step in the right direction, I think, is an observation and will contribute towards tightening border control. But as a recommendation that the committee can also recognize that the inspectors in the Home Affairs need to be strengthened in order to reduce illegal immigrants who are already in the country. The two have to go hand in hand. The next one, Jay, is the financial management capability. And I think that speaks to Honorable Gladys' comments around the high vacancy rate, and it's linked to that. I think as an observation that we should make a point of saying that the committee, I myself am not satisfied with the financial management capability of the department. And I think that I would like to suggest that we put that in as an observation and as a recommendation, probably, that the suggestion from Honorable Gomede is that the strengthen or increase or fill in deal with the vacancy rate so that we'll be able to have better financial management control aim to achieve clean orders in the future.
Let me be very clear. Are you having a problem with the financial management of the whole department or a specific section? Because what Honorable Gumede was talking to on services, if I have not confused myself, is it the whole department or is it a specific sector or a directory? Because Page 8, I think, if I read you correctly, and then if I need to be helped, it's on all the services. Can you help us on the book? The back on page 8 is, was it for the whole department, because the challenge is financial.
To what I regard as critical area, because this is a security area. I do agree with the thing, but I think the other areas have got to get immediate attention, like what it can determine the area. Like counter corruption. Now clearly we are saying that we are making the fighting corruption a priority. So that should be a priority. Immigration services have to be seen seriously and medically be effective on service demand. So while trying to address the serious problems, my colleagues show now that we both mentioned it, but I'm not directly opposed to the thing, but I say that other agencies have to be priority. And said, he was going to retain some of the time, but this highly skilled staff, and then staff needs to be part of the institutional memory of the well company environment. So really, there we go to keep the best action. That was my point.
Yeah, well, what I'm trying to get to is that our observation and the recommendations must be informed by what is happening in the past. We should not find ourselves actually putting a question mark on the financial management of the whole department when there is no evidence that we have that the department is changing when it comes to financial management. But if there is a specific corner in the department that has got specific challenges, then we should, they have indicated to us that we need to actually talk to that. That's why at the moment what I'm trying to say is the report talks to audit services, and then, so our recommendation must not talk to the whole department, because now if the department comes here on the report and says, where do you have a problem with the financial services in the department, because as far as we're concerned, they give us an audit opinion of the auditor general, and then there is no issues relating to financial management in the department. For them, there is certain specific issues that have been raised in certain sectors or directory. Then we will have actually need to present themselves. All I'm saying is our observation recommendations must talk to the correct sectors. Well, there is a man that changed the whole, like when we talk about training on staff, I mean, it's the whole department. The department needs to actually make sure that after training, especially the new regulations, the new turnaround strategies and the rest, it's a general mess. But certain things, then we must locate them correctly. If it's, we're talking to the audit service, financial management in the audit service, because they don't have to be financial audit, then correct, then you must talk right now. I'm guessing.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. Maybe it's my point is a second point altogether. Although, you know, when you increase professional staff in the department, you'll achieve the argument that I'm trying to make. And that is, I'm speaking to the issue of financial management, because that is a problem. Clearly, once the stakeholders, AG's report talked about process and investment expenditure, and that does lead to the department not having a sufficient number of qualified people to produce that. So one is the observation, the other is the recommendation, which is what I could see just now. And observing that there is a problem with financial management, that we recommend that you increase or you hold your vacancy.
I have two different points captured here. One is the audit services and financial management entity. And it has evidence that financial management department needs to improve in order to achieve a clean audit in the future. So those are two different points.
I just have two more in order. So I have the observation, and maybe we can think about the recommendation, and I'll ask you. But under this, let me just put it to you. The fact that there's a reduction in the budget allocation in Program 1, 2, and 3, that affects admin, citizen affairs, as well as education. No question about it's going to impact on service delivery. It's an observation that we as a committee should strengthen by putting it in. Say that we recognize that this is going to have a negative impact on it. Whether or not our recommendation would be to increase the budget allocation, it's something that the department can't do, but nonetheless, I think it's our responsibility to recognize this and observe that if it's case, there is an impact on our services.
Yeah,
that's and then the last one is in relation to GPW. And although there hasn't been an increase in the allocation to GBW, there has been an increase in, there will be an increase in the expenditure on that one, if they have to be producing the cost of ID cards. and it's not being backed up by additional budgetary allocations from the province, I don't think that 100% of the costs are going to come from the African food providing cost. And the numbers of work, I can give you a little more from I'll stop there. Okay.
Okay. Honorable Kenneth.
I think I was going to attach the issue of, concerned about page 5. I was concerned about page 5 on the key time. Because some issues that is touched, also delivery. As the government said that it has been given a huge dedication to establish the QA. So therefore, I think there's a need for them to get time to looking at these challenges. When you look at number 5, number 1, where they are going to the offices, especially to look at the offices, to the borderline, to prevent, to control border, the border. It means really that the need for the management agency to be placed as soon as possible as a matter of urgency. Also on the issues, on the same challenges we are talking about, I think he's talking, I also want to deliver it on the issue of the lack of capacity in scale areas, that is, in storage. Maybe if you can say, when filling the vacancies, because this is very crucial when you look at what I think about the unload activities and what can be improved of treatment, better management here on this challenge. It is also, I think, even if they say, when they are filling the vacancies, they must also head up so that they get people who are really have the capacity to be used instead on that care that lack of capacity in this critical area. Because when they can come, they will reject somebody who is capable of doing the job. Also, on the issue of, why the gaming and saying it's a critical issue that will be present, it's because there is this scanning of the fingers now, which is supposed to be a key instead of looking at the old process, the old method of getting the passport. In the first training is needed in this area. If you want to improve administration, really there must be an intelligent training so that the administration is improved in your area.
Okay,
and then now, since this is a fairly recent development,
I think we need to have a thinking in a reasonable way. But now, since the boy of experience, I think we would then need to be advised we to advise about in a reasonable period would be in as far as death is concerned. And then secondly, the issue of turnaround time, particularly for temporary and permanent resident absent, has been mentioned before, which is around 90 days. I think we've got to recommend that they should continue improving on this. 3 months, except if there's a good reason for not shortening that period. And then there is also the issue of continuing to improve front office services in the department. We welcome the developments that have been made, and that there have been a lot of developments in that regard. But perhaps there could also be some improvement in front office.
Is it related to the battlefield principles or justice services?
I think what would be the principles are part of improving the community. Especially people carefully as the president has said. I can't recall those words.
Okay, just before we cross this one, the report on the implementation of the DMA. Can we say that we get the report in the third quarter of next year? Because remember that it's not something that is just going off straight away. We must give them an opportunity to fine tune the structural arrangements and the implementation plans and the funding, and then they get the thing on the ground, and then they must report on to us on the progress that they are making on that, so that they are able to interact with the board and recommend whatever we can recommend.
Something new in this committee. Now I'm talking about the gaming service. I mean, of course, I cannot take some of the words. I understand that in one of the documents, you said that they are still initiating the feasibility study. So now I hear that already the committee is talking about that. It is already implementing. So I must get clarity because I was just talking about the time frame and SLC. I thought that it's not yet established because the feasibility study that is going on.
Yeah, that's the main reason why I'm saying that we give them time and see the first quarter of next year. So that they do all these other things, and then if by that time the first quarter of next year, then they have not yet had it implemented, they will give us their readiness to implement whatever the thing that they will agree. I just want us actually just to be fixed that time on the recommendation.
Yes, thank you, Chairperson. With regard to the border, the DMA, which Mr. Kimeri also referred to, the committee can either play a passive or an active role in this regard. It can play a passive role and just wait for the department to do a feasibility study and see what it's like, and then they can report to us next year. But as far as I'm concerned, the whole question of our borders is going to be one of the most crucial things whether the department is going to succeed or fail, and if it's beyond that, in terms of all the other implications, in terms of security, in terms of social services, all those kinds of things that are under pressure because there's a problem with our borders. I just believe that the committee could play a more active role and not only a passive role. So all I'm saying is, I know it's perhaps premature at this stage, but if there's a study that the committee needs to undertake, if you go and have a look in terms of what's done in terms of securing borders because of security nowadays internationally, in terms of keeping terrorists out of your country or what the case may be in terms of securing your borders. It's one thing that I think the committee can play a more active role in from outside and not only pass it and see what the party comes out with.
Okay, I think that will assist us. I think if we have a particular date where they are coming to the board, and the form when they have given us the report and say this is what we are doing, then we go and follow them to go and see exactly where they are doing that, or not at the border. But what is important, I think, for them to come and report there, so that we know whether they are already on the ground or they are still on top of that. So that we will see today. That I was proposing that because there is a lot of competing needs at the moment, that to get the department sorted out with a new minister, all that, and the new revisions, and I mentioned the reform agreement just a few months back. So that we give them a little bit of time now to organize themselves and get out there. And then the report will ask, on the basis of the report will tell us where they are doing anything. And then we can take them a five visit and follow them up and see what. If they are not doing anything, not on the ground, then we grill them where they're taking this thing off the ground. And then I think that we may be in a proper direction. Honorable, you talk to this specific matter, then when you have finished, then you continue to the input that you wanted to make following other documents. You are number two, remember.
Okay, normally I concur with you and the honorable member.
Yeah.
And that's one of the most of your thing, but I think I agree with you when you could be active on this. So that you were saying that has for now
when
the report. After we got the report, then we move that directly, you know, going into ourselves what's going on. I think it's another issue. I wanted to, I don't know how am I going to raise what I want to raise here, but it's about the budget. They have the best, they've cut the budget, it's gone down, that's what they're saying. But if you hear what they were talking about, because we at some point raised the price of information, if they are living in South Africa, they are going to London or somewhere in Europe. Especially if that gets everything, the passport and everything. And that's what they were talking about. But now I can't remember when they were talking to us about getting in this kind of and make sure that people before they move into South Africa, they get the passport and everything from where they are. And my main worry, I'm not sure how do I want to raise it, but is this budget? How are they going to do that? With that budget. I made it one member help me and understand what I want to raise, but I'm not sure how to raise it. I'm not sure how I want to raise it, but I think an observation that we need to look at this thing of budget and then tell them that they are where the stuff is. I mean, they were doing those things. They want to be a country outside the country so that people don't come into South Africa and they start when they're imported, but they're asking for passports. I mean, they need documents once they are already inside the country. I'm not sure how to interpret you find it. But another concern that I'm having with them that if you look at what they want to do with the department and think about it, employing people inside the department without properly vetting them, I think we are running a risk there. I'm not sure again how to raise it, but it's another observation that I'm thinking about that. They need to have very strong measures, very strict measures inside the department first, in the staff that they employ, of vetting people that they are employing, making sure that these are the things that they see they want to think. Thank you, sir.
I think maybe there is a need for some reasonable clarity, but then when the department comes and talk about the immigration,
then we will get all information when we come and get a briefing on the immigration. But currently, as we're speaking, if you want to go overseas, you do get the documentation. Yeah. Even the visas, you go to the embassies of specific countries in Pretoria, whatever, they sort out all your paperwork where you go. I think what has actually changed with the immigration regulations is this question also of when you want to move with your children, that you must be having an unapplied birth certificate. Because on the unapplied birth certificate, the name of the parent, both parents' names are there, together with the child. Then they are able to verify the parent that is going with the child. Because when it was Ruto ID, see your name also appear on the Anna Beach birth certificate of the child that was in the That's what it is, what the salary is. If I have to the DG company that we. And so, there is this particular problem that other children or the parents are outside the country now. It becomes a little bit difficult for them to come there. But we know that on the immigration, the department works also with missions. The personnel of DERCO are also executing the home affairs functions in certain missions. Where home affairs doesn't have staff, they train employees of international relations. That's the one that are actually dealing with this when they are coming. So it is something that is happening, but they just will be tightening the loose end where people have abused. And I'm sure general honorable member there to say is that when a particular piece of rule or guidance or legislation is crafted, it's because it responds to a particular issue that needed to be responded to. But we'll have this engagement, and then I think we will be better off after the data department for reasonable time on this particular immigration situation. We are not saying that they are all well good and 100%, because any regulation is as good as the people that implement it. If there are no people that are implementing it or they are implementing it wrong, they will make a good piece of legislation to be the worst thing in the country that nobody wants to associate with. And that's why we are calling, I think we are there this side, and the honorable members are calling for the capacity building to roll out some of these things that are in the regulations, and the training of personnel to respond correctly to the implementation of the regulations and other rules. I think next was the honorable comment. Just before you come in, Honorable Gomo, I think we've got 3 years back. Members should just simply walk there, pick it up, because we really have a big task to finalize this report.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think my input right now would probably border around what my honourable member here spoke about, the issues of finances and all. May I just take us quickly through to page 1, which is part of our committee observation. On page 1, on 2.1, we have the vision of the transformed department of home affairs. We will remember that the DG informed us about. He painted a picture which was so good and so beautiful, and how much the department is actually going to change. I'm not going to address the 5 minutes with actually down here, but it's quite important for us to know that the department is changing or would like to change. But then, when you look at the facts and you think over what the DG stated, and you look at page 5 and you start with 2.3, the key challenge is facing the department, and then going on to the fourth point, which is the budget of the department. That is where I would like to come in the most. Knowing everything which the DG informed us about, how will the department fare out with 11% real increase in budget allocation? Knowing everything which the DG informed us about. The total budget is 6.2 billion for the department using its allocation to its related entities. And then I would like to say that in total the budget is reduced by 371 million from 2013-14 to 2014-15, as indicated across by the department. Now, how will they actually implement what they would like to implement? Because what the DG informed us about, it's a new trend of doing things, it's a new way of doing things. Just below that, we also have the National Treasury data where it stated that The data on the quarter expenditure for the department for 2018 indicates that the total expenditure for the year was 2.7% less than the budget allocated. This is similar. 2.6% other expenditure for 2011-12, although the department is understanding a similar percentage as the previous financial year, there is less fluctuation or change in the 2013-14 quarterly expenditure. That is the 2011-12. The department therefore maintains a fair consistency and a low understanding. I would like us to consider this question as something which needs to come up as our observation. How do you marry the group? Because we are saying they need to do this much, and they've given us how much they need to do. But then they still understand it is also the low budget. And in concluding this point, Chairperson, I would like to go over to page 7. I think we were talking about the chief financial officer, we were talking about the provincial managers, and the chief internal executive auditor. That was under the human resource point, which is 7.4.4. I would like us to consider that, where there is a lot of issues around the post being vacant, and a lot of areas coming to there. But the main point, which I would like us to take into consideration, is the issue of the use of consultants. I think it's on page 7, the very last sentence, which is the use of consultants on an ad hoc basis, where the department says they do not employ contract workers and uses consultants on an ad hoc basis. I think some of us may know of a document that was conducted a few years ago by Professor Kamwini on the use of consultants and how much government is using consultants, and that, yes, we do need consultants, but we seem to be using consultants so much. I think we need to really get to that document, because it has a fundamental document, and get to the issue of the use of consultants, and whether we need to use consultants that much or whatever. But that's the makeup on the use of consultants. Thank you.
Yeah, that one, the real last, I think we should have that simply, if we just read that sentence complete, then it may just simply clarify a little bit. Because when it comes to the ICT for producing the cars, then there are indications that the Department of Home Affairs is finding difficulty in attracting that specific candidates. That's where they are not using the consultants. And but generally what this sentence is saying is that they are not using consultants on a wholesale like other departments, you know, where you have got a DP, a chief director, and every chief director has got a consultant doing this or whatever. But this one is on ad hoc basis, particularly with regard to the ICT. And the ICT that we are talking about is the one that is related to the security measures. ICT on the cars, on the passport, the ID. And I think that is where more or less that they are to be there. We will engage them when they are there. But I think we should be comfortable when they talk about using consultants only on an ad hoc basis with respect to the ICT, where they are finding chemicals to attract. Okay. And then the question is that the question of the budget, of course, it has already been raised, and also the observation that that part of their budget will affect the service delivery. I think that was addressed by Honorable Hussein. Yes. And then we already have that. And then then
your turn, Honorable. Yeah, what Honorable Komo has said, I think I can share with her, but I think what is also critical here, in page 5, in those bullet points, in the key challenges, when I think we should assist in coming with recommendations also. Because they did write
they are talented. And I think that they also teach our assistants, you know, this list on that number 3, 200 cases in the Department of Human Rights. Despite of the budgetary constraints, but I think there we should also ask in coming with recommendations. And also on page, you know, on I'm going to come with a recommendation on the outcome for the regional outcome of government, the outcome for the whereby we have to ensure that we create a social cohesion. It is very critical that the Department of Home Affairs must be feared, must be seen by the community out there, you know, really championing and communicating, you know, the important issues that the department has attained. And also in ensuring the social cohesion, you know, talking positive things about, you know, alleviating this issue of xenophobic, you know, because, you know, it's like South Africa is very, it's a nation that doesn't like other nations. But you can say that we can have this good campaign. We have been seeing really for studying a social community in our community. But how of it, then it will be in the later stage. I think so.
Okay. It looks like we are moving very, very fast. Is there any other members that want to raise an observation and a possible recommendation? What about
that?
Thank
you.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. One of the observations that I made is that the department on page 5, 3 does not tell us that they have got challenges with the education cost. I mean, nowhere the department is actually telling tells this committee what are their challenges with education, number of litigations against it that are in court, cost implications of defending them, cost implications of awards against them. And we know we wake up every day in the morning, the department has lost a case in court. And the cost of litigation are very material for this department not to take the committee on board about how much they are using on GRPs and the payment of cost awarded against them in court and the nature of litigation that they are facing daily. Rightly or wrongly, the document on the key challenges also does not tell us about generally what challenges they face in their public policy. I mean, this document is known for all the wrong reasons. And the department does not raise that as a challenge that it should try to come up and work on something around their image. I mean, they've got an image problem. Daily we read about them on not so nice to say stories. And in the community, I think they explain themselves very well what are the causes of their problems and how they are dealing with it. And convincing this all women convinced that they are actually dealing with that image problem. However, they are not telling the problem. They are not telling the public. But all I say is that they have got an image problem and a challenge, which I think at this level, they should be able to tell us how they intend to deal with that image problem. And another observation that I have about this department is it's an untransformed department. I try this best to transform, not in terms of gender and racial composition, but in terms of methods and conduct. Today, I know not of a village which has got an office of EFM, and to say, an office of Home Affairs.
So, we will, I'm sure, moving forward, find office of EFM everywhere. but all what is important with the department is giving a service to people. When the office is in the middle of Nelspruit town, are all the people of South Africa in around Nelspruit, in Comas, and the rest getting their certificates as they need them, getting the ID when they apply, all those services. And, when it comes to the image of the department, I think I'll tell this to the other honorable member whether it's correct as the department.
I'm saying that one that you raised, the other point that you raised, I think is not a problem.
But when you say the Department of Home Affairs has got an image problem, whereas ourselves, the opposition parties, have been saying that department has changed, and they went to us under Honorable Naledi Pando, then they were abolished. That was made left and right. The turnaround to the passport and all the ID documents and the rest. We thought that that has changed, but if you are saying so, we will just tell other members where that is the position of this committee. That is the department has got an image problem. Because we need to understand that that department is actually interfacing with everybody's life every day. And therefore, when you are not talking about Home Affairs, that means you are only, you are out of this country. Otherwise, you must be talking about the rest certificate for a child, for yourself, or a permit, or a passport, or a visa, and all that. And then, almost every day. Therefore, when people talk about it, that means there is a certain that is given that. When people don't talk about you, that means you don't exist. If you exist, then people should speak about you, because you are interfacing with them every day. But it should not be translated as if you are bad when people are talking about you. Not necessarily. But we just need to actually tell that to other honorable members.
All I'm saying, Chairperson, on the issue of offices, the failure of the state to build new cities in rural villages is not an excuse for Home Affairs only to be found in every area. We need to find a way to deal with that. If it can be that 20 years down the line, people still have to travel over 50 kilometers to access Home Affairs. To come from the rural villages. I know what I'm talking about. But the effort made, we'll send it to the committee, and we will also raise it in our debate or the final vote of the department. Another issue observation we need also to make on this department is not this department only key challenges. It cannot tell us about his operation in the international space. What I mean here is that woman pride by nature has got an element of international relations. What challenges does it have in relation to other countries on the conduct of its activities? So again, Home Affairs wants to tell us that this is $100, everything is fine. Or it's not the first tip of imperialist and capitalist white countries in the world. And that has to comply. It does not go through uncomfortable restrictions, limitations, and demands from the wealthy Western world and other rock African states. It needs to tell us something on the environment in the international space. What are its challenges? It can't just be silent in that regard. Because we are aware that unless maybe the department is just conformist and receptive and just say thank you, please, you are right about everything that you say we should comply with. If it is a challenge, they should tell us that the department has got the following challenges in the international world. The following countries are becoming of bearing to the country and its nationality. And then the need for maybe somehow the committee will have to interact with the committee on JACO and the president to help that department be at a level playing field with all other countries in the management of all matters related to internal affairs of any sovereign.
The department is called Home Affairs. Home Affairs. And when it is out there on the international stage, it operates in DECO. Because the Department of International Affairs and Cooperation is the interface to the international. And therefore, when using the DECO officials is to actually help our own people in the country. When they are out there, then they've got challenges out there and then they get help. When there are people out there that want to come in here, then they facilitate for them to come in here. But not necessarily interacting with the country, but facilitating people that want to come in here in terms of documentation and that, but through the international affairs. So yes, I think I have any possibility with an outside country that has that. It only facilitates the documentation of people that want to come in here. But through their
what I'm saying is that the department, I'm not saying that the department is responsible for international relations and foreign affairs. What I'm saying is that it operates to some extent in the international space, and its operations to some extent have got an element in which other sovereign states and foreign countries impact in its operation. Accordingly, this department, as it appears before this committee, it should take the committee into confidence about the nature and extent, including limitations and constraints, that impact on its operation, which come from decisions of other countries. In one way or the other, though it is a competence to update these foreign affairs matters, But it should also be able to take this concept into consideration about measures which is being handled by the economic behal, which impacts and constrains this department in achieving its objective, so that the committee could find a way on how it can intervene to help the department achieve, among others, its objectives in the international space. Thank you.
Okay.
The clarity that I provided, I think it still stands. Honorable Hussein.
I just want to pick to the other point. On the matter of Christian services, the rural area. I think it's a valid point, but we must also be relevant about it. Clearly that we must be able to roll out services more to rural communities. That's something that absolutely must be done. But we must also recognize that it's not the case that it's not being done, it is being done. Through the mobile unit. So maybe as an observation, we should recognize that the mobile service is a step in the right direction to increase access to rural communities as far as services from DHA is concerned, and that as a recommendation that a committee review that should be expanded more so that you can increase the accessibility. And I think that would be fair, but it's not to make the argument that it's not happening at all.
Yeah, I think that is correct. I mean, there are mobile services on the offices of Home Affairs, and again, there's been a rollout of what do you call that? One of Chicago centers, yes. And then Home Affairs offices have been rolled out there, and municipal offices as well. There are municipal offices that are facilitating for the IDs and the rest. So, but at the end of the day, is that if you all sometimes visit our constituents in the field of rights, you'll pick up a sentence there that says, all these rights for us to actually give to people, they will also be done in relation to the availability of the resources to do so. So the intention, of course, is to make sure that everybody gets a place wherever they are. But then the resources and the capacity of the department to be able to manage the rollout is also important. You can go and do the work in someone else, but if you can't get it operational, like Department of Health, they are able to build a clinic and the clinic can sit for months not being open because of other resources that are problematic. They don't have nurses to go there to that clinic, and then the clinic that remains that gets vandalized. It's all about the resources, and but currently we know all of us that there are mobile vehicles for Home Affairs that goes out to our rural areas and whatever, and giving a service of this feature. So up to now, I'm not sure whether we have a problem with that. Of course, that under an ideal situation, you would like to have an office every corner of the country. You would like to have an office every corner of the country. But certain areas know that there are no telecommunications that must connect to the people. Then certain areas, of course, not electricity. The office for it to be, the office that needs IT, for it to be established, it must first wait for the local municipalities and the rest to put in the communication network. Telecommunication networks and all that. And then, so, there are a few things that limit certain things not to happen at a particular time. That's why then now you have the mobile to actually try and assist on those specific situations. And of course, while we are moving, the department is, or health department is supposed to be moving in making sure that all the things are accessible and each and every one. I think that is the aim. If you read this, you read on the as the developer's vision of the Transport Department of Home Affairs, completing the document in the APP, then you'll understand that this is the thing that they want to achieve. And we are actually talking to them, but the SDE department is not talking to them. So, I think if we just pay attention, when we invite the partners, let's raise all the issues that we have raised. If ever they got the cases in the court, that they are still waiting to come out, and then how much have they budgeted for those kinds of things, or how much have they spent if we talk about the past financial year. And then let them answer when they are in front of us. And of course, there's nothing that stops any member like yourself. Even the debate, then there is a matter that you think that the department is paying litigation costs and you don't know the amount, and then you like the department to inform you, or you can write a question as well. A question and answer will be answered by the minister about on the total amount of litigation costs for the previous year or whatever. Anybody can do that. But it is, like I said, today we are dealing with the ACP. What are the things that they said that they have been? And then what are the, how much money has been made available for this department to put it? And then what are our responses on that?
The point of an access to service for rural is important. Now, I mean, I understand the argument that you make about people, but I mean, you're arguing for the department now. If we want to speak about resources, then you'll make all the recommendations. But everything, all the recommendations and observations that we make, it has an impact on people. That's a fact. So, one can't make the argument that there isn't, we need to consider resources. We must make observations and recommendations as we see fit. And it's in the document, rightly, on page 2.4, it says, inclusion of all citizens in democracy and the efforts enabled by providing them with a status and identity to give them access to the right system. That speaks to people out in rural areas as well, because looking at accessibility. So, but we must also be balanced and recognize what's happening, but make the recommendation that we think more of it should happen. And I think that would be better.
There's no problem for the reason that people have got a chance to tell it. So that is the song that we will sing.
But all what they are saying is that some of the things that you are raising, sometimes it doesn't make sense to raise a thing that you know that it's not possible for it to happen because of certain things that we know and we are clear of that. Because we'll make that recommendation, we will humble the department year in, year out, and expect them to respond to your recommendation, and unfortunately they can't do it. Okay. It looks like we are done. We have talked to the smart car rollout, then we have talked to the immigration services, or regulations inclusive, then we have talked to staffing and training, then we have talked to the audit outcome, we have talked to border control, we have talked to frontline services, and then, of course, generally, civic services. We have spoken to this thing. They have formed both of the observations and the recommendations. Is there anything that we have missed? Honorable Gary.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think it should be an observation by the committee that it does appear that the role of the Department of Home Affairs in assisting the Chapter 9 institution, the IEC, appears to be very minimal in actually not being assistance. Um, the department comes and brings this committee and activity. And in fact, Friday, on the chapter 9 constitution, which is, it is managed, not a cost for control. And as a committee observation, we should raise this thing very sharply. That there appears to be a discrepancy between the nine constitution and its budget with the control and management by the mother body. Otherwise, it would not be. That's the question to extract that institution bringing into the committee actually. In view of the fact that we've just come from the election, we're going to election within a year or so. It's an institution of national importance. And that matter partner, it doesn't piece to eat. And it's of no concern to eat that it appears before this committee. And it now becomes the responsibility of the committee to discard the absence of ICC and we must start pointing to each other things. When there's a matter department that is application is responsibility on that department, on that entity. We should check that department initially. We should not sit it with kids club. I mean, we are being around, this committee cannot understand all what this sort of department is saying and just ignore its Lazapa attitude in its relationship with the department, with the IPC. Notwithstanding that it has been silent upon all the feminine games going on in that institution, all that it does to release the quarterly allocation to that institution without any evidence to tell that it is a department that is concerned on an entity that is not to be. Thank you.
I think what concerns Gandhi is something that concerns a number of people. And I think it is interesting to look at. But my view is that we need to treat it as a chapter 9 institution, an independent institution, and not look at it as serving under the because it is not constitutional. It is accountable only to the constitution, not even the finance, the report of finance. So if we call them here, it would be to get its plan and what is ready. Or perhaps as a result of the court decision, then we can determine the system. But otherwise, if we just call it a chapter 9 institution, it could hopefully then to other institutions, and then we may end up not having chapter 9 institutions doing the esteem very good observation in the office. So I would rather. If we call the quality of food and recognize that it is an independent institution and so because of its constitutional standing.
Yeah, I think as soon as there is consensus, yes.
Can I respond to that question?
None. We can answer. Wait a little bit. Paragraph 2, the last but one sentence, you say Adamantes are the funding and oversight of the Electoral Commission, Government Printing Works, Feeding and Publication Board, and the administration of the public holiday. So is it correct, as just mentioned, that it is it's a chapter-land institution and it's independent? And then politically it is funded through the Department of Home Affairs. But it is independent, the chair of the board, so that's why what we are saying is that honorable members, we have got the right to imbibe these structures in the specific things that we wanted them to come and report on. We have got the right to do that. And I think that is the function that we must take and get them ready to come and talk to us. And when there is a need for them to come and talk to us. And especially by the chapter 9 institutions, all of them generally respond to Parliament, to the House. But ourselves, because there is funds that are allocated through the Department of Home Affairs, we have got the right to ask them what they have done with the money. And then they explain to us, and then if they need the further money that we are going to allocate in part of the budget, then we can ask them what they are going to do with the money that we are going to give you. Then they explain themselves, and then we know. Then when we take up the issues here, then we recommend to the Department of Home Affairs, then it will end up with the IEC, and then they'll see as a board what they do with that recommendation to try and actually implement it. If they can't implement it, they'll respond back. So can we take it in that fashion? Let honorable ladies speak and then you come. I hope that when you come and speak will be the last and the last comment.
Well, thank you, Chair. The point that our board raised, I think, is not relevant at the moment because the department is going to talk about, but I wanted to talk about them saying they are thinking about getting into the security cluster as a department, but I'm saying I don't think it's relevant now for us to talk about it twice because there is still a concept that I have to bring before. I don't think it's necessary at the moment. I'm not sure, but I think the way that I tell to them when we're talking about this, they were in the concept that they have to consider it. If I'm correct, then that's why I'm saying I don't think it's relevant at the moment.
Honorable Nation, is that the department, all the departments have been clustered. And then Home Affairs was not part of the security cluster. But now it is going to be included in the security cluster. Because it works, deals with security measures. The ID, the passport, the border control, the other. For that people, then it has been included in that cluster of security. Yes, because it works, it's also impact on security. Like when you talk to the social development, social development now, if it wants to ensure that the people that are giving social grants and rest are genuine citizens of the country, it's Home Affairs that must actually take so. And say, these people we know, this is the population register of the people. And if Home Affairs doesn't do that, then the money that we are paying social grants is not necessarily secure to be given to our people only. It can be given to every top GKNL. So, actually, the way the Home Affairs now is working, it is a critical department when it comes to security of the country. Yeah. So, that's the reason why they have now located it in the security class.
Yeah, I understand clearly what you're saying now. Because the question that I was going to ask, I thought that when they talk about security, you mean literally they must be trained on Now I understand the kind of plan that I
thought I
should get.
Okay, thank you very much.
Father Bukhar. Thank you, Chief Minister. The first time I named the name of the text, which is 88, is very clear on management of entities and financial success. We have been correct and adjourned into a blind approval of the budget of a national department of which the civil brain is being appropriated to an entity who did not tell us what it wants to do with that civil brain. The public protector was here the other day. All other entities in all other departments are here in Parliament. Only this company has not been privileged to speak to a chapter 9 institution with the Department of Home Affairs. It can't be that when they come to their department, there is an apology that there's a problem of time. When another matter is raised, no, they are independent, they will come on and do. They don't have the vote. The question is, Jefferson, if I can request for the answers of the last meeting on the assurance of the department and the issues around this at the ITC, it will be realized that actually, either the chairperson or the secretariat are responsible for informing us that those entities are not coming, in particular IEP, they are not coming. It was not just it was a coincidence that they didn't come. They were deliberate decision not to bring the IEP here because the commissioner, Tafula, was going to be here to take him up, head on her head point that entity.
Honorable God, Honorable God, you don't need to reduce us to something else that we are not. And you don't need to take us back on things that we have created and concluded. There's nobody that has the casual, and there is no secret or whatever why this entity is not coming here. They can explain exactly that we have not invited them because of time constraints. This could be legal. This thing has been very clear and it has been raised because next week is this time. Then you have got the budget vote. The report needs to be in the parliamentary system for a certain number of days before you can leave. You understand that. It's not that we can finish the report now and debate it until tomorrow morning. No. So, you can't use the way that you have been cajoled and you have been done, that's why that, and as if we have not discussed these things, we have not come to consensus on the matter. If yourself alone, you have not yet understood the discussion on the entity, you can't hold the rest of us a ransom on that. And we are still saying, if there are matters that you want to raise in the debate, there's nobody that's going to stop you to raise in your own heat. You can raise that outside this report. You can raise them and entertain everybody that will be there with those things. Not a problem. And again, is that if you need IEC to come here in 2 weeks' time or in 3 weeks' time, we can agree on the program that we put them in there. Then they come here, then you ask those questions that you want to ask. But really, for all of us to get this ransom on matters that they are just dear to your heart alone, and we are not really in the same situation, surely it's not fair. It's not fair. When we discuss things and then we resolve, then we must ask all of us. We are capable of speaking for the whole day. All of us. I've been here for the past 10 years. He can then speak for the whole day. It's not that we are not capable of speaking. So, but what is important is that whatever we speak, there must be substance in it, and the substance must be relevant at a particular time. Not just simply just speaking. So, So I think I'm just making that specific request, and they're also asking, of course, the management of this particular committee to ensure that we really get that particular induction workshop passing, so that we come and circle ourselves and know ourselves where we are in relation to these things. There has been a lot of talk about the Chapter 9 institutions to be left alone and to not to be micromanaged by politicians and all that. But that has got to move a responsibility of a committee that funds that institution to follow the money and ask what is there that is we need. But the actual operational implementation and the rest is within their own hands. After they have talked to us on the ACT. But you can't go there and then micromanage their actual activities as they do that, because they need to be and even feel that they are independent. So that is the thing. And but what I'm saying is we will follow the money that we have appropriated and make sure that we understand what that money is being used for. We will do that. So for 12 months, I think, not necessarily 12 months, of course, it's less than 12 months from now to the next budget cycle in February, March next year. Okay. I think now what we need to be discussing now is the finalization of the report and how honorable members will get the report, and so that then we can okay the report. And I think that's what we need to start. I'm sure all of you are not having all the electronic gadgets. So you generally have to receive the report hard copy. What is the proposal with for us to actually get together again and say the report is now okay, the observations and recommendations, they have been crafted as you wanted them, and then so that we can read the report which we sent to the parliamentary system. You got a proposal?
Yes, I propose that we haven't had the deliberations and input to the report. We just have a deadline so by tomorrow in the evening to have responded, and then by tomorrow at 1, then we can finish the summary of what you see. And then send it to Parliament so that get into the issues in order to go to the issues. I agree we should have waited another week, but it's not happening. And I agree we should have had another day, but we don't have that other day because they are here. So other members belong to two committees and big committees and so on. So I think generally we have agreed on all the points. There could be one or two points in which then the chairperson or the chairperson could engage as member. But we tend to a certain point, and then if it is a member that is not satisfied, then the chairperson is in charge. That would be what I'm saying.
Let me check with the pressure. When do you think the final draft of that report can come out from your computer?
I've taken note of all the recommendations, and I've already made draft observations and recommendations as we've done them. So I think the position of the committee now, or I can meet it up and email it to two members immediately after the meeting. So it's basically done, and then the question is just whether we now adopt this, which has amended or as included in the discussion. So we basically need to adopt that, because we're not going to have another meeting. So we can adopt it based on the general consensus and based on the fact that we're going to send the draft report out as soon as possible.
Honorable members, should that be the way? We are asking to read the observations and the recommendations one by one, and then we say okay, no, reading going down. The one that is saying no, we ask him to cut it into two movies, then and then we adopt, then what is left, then just the printing for us to find it and send it. Should we do that, Honorable God?
Thank you, Chairperson. I don't have any problem with your suggestion, but I would like it to be on record and it should be part of the report to the House that the economy is not voiced to disassociate from the content of the report, because we do not agree with most of the issues that have been raised. I've been listening now, we have been making inputs, and it does appear that
I don't think you can like a particular sentence go in the report, but you don't associate yourself with the content of that report. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Because when you say you want a certain sentence to be in the report, that means you must associate yourself with that particular person that you want to appear. But I guess I'm saying it is not the right time now. You must wait until you have read all that. When we ask now for all of you as parties here, whether you agree with that, then you say no. The EFF does not agree. And then that's the only way that then you get recorded. Only when we go to the approval of the report. Can you wait until that time? Because you may find that the observation and commentary is really, and some of them, they came from you. You see? And then all of a sudden you say, and then you say, so it's, you don't just take an opposite position unnecessarily. Okay? I would suggest that hear the observations and recommendations so that we can go through. Nobody is forced to agree with it or not, but if the modern majority agrees with it, then it becomes a committee report, but it can dissociate from it by whatever. It's not a problem. Yes, and I mean, you can go and say it in the budget debate as well. Okay? Let us just remove a little bit of drama out of our way. Can you continue?
So, a question up on the presenter there, so you can see on the go. So, you read this small mistake from capturing your slide. So, on the committee observations, I said that information presented by the partners was appreciated and engaged with by members of the committee. Members indicated that additional engagement is needed as soon as possible with the Department of Home Affairs, Electoral Commission, full pages publication on the 2021. The committee notes the improvement in service delivery time of key civil documents and front office service delivery in many offices.
Can we agree on paragraph
by paragraph? Okay. Paragraph 1? Yeah. Remember that we are talking about observations.
Yes.
Yes, and the observations that we have gone through. We may not have gone through all observations that we needed to make, but what is going to be much more key is your recommendation, because you will accept performance by the department on your recommendation. So, our serious assessment must be correctly based as well. So, it's, you had a certain proposal.
Honorable
Mayor.
Thank you very much,
sir. Having a complete this report. I propose that we look at five observations as a whole, and then and then comment, and then if we agree, we vote, and then we go to the comment.
Honorable Mayor, do you have anything to say on that?
No, see, what I wanted to ask, I'm worried about the honorable member, but it is also the himself for the issue. And again now, he wants to engage. Now I'm worried if he's going to keep on engaging us here and that the editor is not part of this. I mean, why would he keep us going up and down, I mean, back and front, and that the editor is not part of it? I'm worried a little bit. I am looking for the right reason, but until 128 of Kipot Spaces over here, and then later you say we are not part of that.
Okay, honorable. Okay. Then, okay, can you continue and read the other observations, and then we look as a vote, and then whichever observation that you will be having as a problem, and then you raise the hand when you have read all of them, and raise the hand.
Just in the way that I've captured the observations and recommendations, they kind of work together. So I guess I go through everything and then we through the observations and recommendations and then we come in and comment, because I think that a lot of the issues that the members might raise will actually be raised in the recommendations. They're not all recommendations have observations and vice versa. Yeah. You'll see when I go through. So going on to the second paragraph there. The committee notes the improvements in service delivery panels of key subject documents and front office service delivery time many, many offices. NACA's efforts to change and improve the department are appreciated. There is, however, still need for improvement of other key documents such as unapproved birth certificates and permanent residence permits. The committee notes the reduced reliance on consultants by the DHA and encourages more progress in this regard. The committee notes immigration initiatives such as the proposed border management agency are positive steps toward improving border security. The committee will proactively engage the department on progress made in rolling out preparations for the border management. The committee notes with concern a significant reduction of budget allocation across all programs and departments. Whilst there are limitations across all departments, the concern is that this will have a negative impact on already low performance against targets, particularly in the immigration services. In contrast to reduced budgets, the committee notes with concern the growing litigation costs against the departments as well as cases being lost by the departments. The committee expressed concern that the GPW will be able to fulfill key roles such as printing smart ID cards with no additional budget allocation. The committee inquired on the relationship of the Department of Home Affairs to the Electoral Commission in terms of oversight and issues popular concern. The committee will engage with the Electoral Commission as the need arises. And in terms of recommendations, further clarity needs to be presented to the Parliament by the DHA on how the training staff will be conducted. DHA must indicate how staff capacity will be built in each financial quarter in order to improve service delivery. Ensuring that security vetting is maintained in this process is also needed. The detailed plan and progress of the infrastructure and offices to be built by the departments must be presented to the departments. Additional information is needed on the DHA as soon as possible on issues resulting from the implementation of the immigration regulations. An emphasis on the distinction between savings and underspending is important in the planning and reporting documents of the department. The DHA needs to maintain and improve its quarterly and spending. Filling of vacancies, particularly in audit services and senior management, such as provincial managers and chief financial officers, need to be filled as a matter of urgency to mitigate risks. The inspectors in the DHA need to be capacitated. The financial management of the department needs to be improved in order to ensure that key audits are achieved as a matter of urgency. The relocation of refugee reception offices to along the borders will be better facilitated once the DMA is introduced, and a purpose report in this regard is needed as soon as possible after implementation in the third quarter of 2015. The DHA should consider proactively seeking out staff to fill inspectorate positions. In terms of government outcome 14 on improving social cohesion, the DHA needs to improve its campaigns, particularly as far as countering xenophobia. The DHA needs to brief Parliament on trends and nature of litigation against the department and how this will be mitigated in the future. Within budget limitations, the expansion of DHA presence in rural areas such as through mobile offices is encouraged to further improve related service delivery times. A report is required by the DHA on its challenges and progress in its international responsibilities and interaction with the Department of International Relations and Cooperation. This is how it's covered.
Yeah. The observations have been read. The recommendations have been read. Is there any specific observation?
suggestion or recommendation by anybody for a problem or some other reason?
Okay, my observation is that he's done a fabulous job and I suggest the adoption.
You are proposing for the adoption. Anybody that's seconding? Honorable Khairi is seconding? Anybody that has got a problem? Honorable Ghazi has got a problem? Oh, thank you. This is very, you've got a problem, it's fine. It's fine. Yes, it says you are not supporting that. And it's fine. Is there any other person that is having a problem with adoption of this report? None?
No.
The report is agreed. Honorable members, then the report then will be fine-tuned. I think the observation must be numbered. That be numbered. The paragraph that needs to be numbered so that there is easy reference to anybody that wants to talk to this report. And then this report, then we will, I think we should try and make sure that there are copies, hard copies that are made and then distributed to the members themselves, either in their fishing hotel. Okay? Thanks. And then, you want to make a very good?
Thank you.